Turn with me to Luke, the second chapter this morning. I said last week, I begin like this, that I was a little offended with all the manger scenes. Maybe it deserves a little more this morning. We'll see as we go along what I'm talking about. Certainly it was necessary that Christ be born. But it's not necessary that we keep him in the manger. Luke here reminds us of his birth. And it was glorious. I'd like to start reading here in the verse 6, and we're going to read down through verse 35. Good bit of reading, but. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room at the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their sheep or their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And we might add to that and say, on whom the Lord will have favor or grace. So let's don't just stop it there. It's not all me. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord had made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe laying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning the child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Amen. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. And to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves and two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he up him He him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen the salvation, thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all the people. A light to lighten the Gentiles. This is especially important to you and I, because that's who he's talking about now. There has been a change in things from the old era to the new. But the only change is that Christ is come, not as a babe, but as the Lord of glory. That's what these people went back and testified of. And here's Simeon, and now he's seen the salvation of the Lord in that Jesus. Not a babe, but in the Lord. That's what they went back and testified of. They went back and testified of those things that they had seen and heard. And where they heard it was by the glory that come down. The angels brought it down to them and testified, this is the Lord. And their testimony was to go and tell the whole world. But it would bring some unto condemnation and some unto salvation. But what Simeon saw was the salvation of the Lord. He said, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people, Israel. That's what they gloried in. Those that saw the light. They saw the Lord that come down from heaven. He was just as surely Lord in that manger as he was when he grew old. Because it was God with us. And Joseph and his mother marveled at these things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and the rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Do you understand this one thing, that from the very birth of Jesus, the world set out to kill him. All the way from that manger until the day that he laid down his own life. The whole world had set their goal to do away with this Jesus. But because he was Lord of glory, they couldn't touch him. He is untouchable. They couldn't lay hands on him. He said, yea, in verse 35, yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also. That the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. He's just sharp as a two-edged sword, revealing everything. This is a marvelous thing. When the days were accomplished, the Son was brought forth. Not before, and not too late, not too early, not too late, but exactly the day that God the Father decided he brought forth that Son, who came into this world. Now you get a hold of this. Not to live, but to die. This was testified of all the way from the very beginning until the day that he came. It was the consolation of Israel. It was a bringing together of all ages, combining them. Not that salvation was any different before. It was the same thing. And it came by the same token, by this same sign. And what sign is that? Testimony of the Holy Ghost. That's the sign. You looking for a sign? Lay it down. This sign is. It has come. And it's testified to. But let's go back in the 25th chapter of the book of Isaiah. Hadn't been long, but we were there. And what Isaiah saw and recorded was this very thing. He said, O Lord, thou art my God, I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsel of old are faithful. Are faithfulness and truth. For thou hast made a city and heap of a defense city a ruin, a palace of strangers to be no city. It shall never be built. Therefore shall the strong people glorify thee. What? Who is that? Those that, on whom God would show faith. He said, therefore shall the strong people glorify thee, the city of the terrible nation shall fear thee. And thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat. When the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall, thou shalt bring down the noise of strangers as the heat in a dry place, even the heat with a shadow of a cloud, the branch of the terrible ones shall be brought low. Now, I think it'd be better said he's going to break them off. And he said, and in this mount shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wines on the leaves of a fat thing full of marrow, of wines on the leaves well refined. And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over the people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. And he will swallow up death in victory. You know who he's talking about? Lord Jesus Christ. Here, Isaiah wasn't looking for any babe in a manger. He was looking for the God of heaven to come in all his glory, victorious. And he will swallow up death in victory. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces. And the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth. For the Lord has spoken it. And it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. That's who they saw in that manger. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. He will be glad. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. For in this mountain shall the hand of the Lord rest, and Moab shall be trodden down under him, even as straw is trodden down for the dunghill. And he shall spread forth his hands in the midst of them, as he that swimmeth spreadeth forth his hands to swim. And he shall bring down their pride together with the spoils of their hands. And the fortress of the high fort of thy wall shall be he bring down, lay low and bring to the ground, even to the dust. Now my Bible makes a division here with the 26th chapter, but I'm going to go on a few more verses. And in that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation, which keepeth the truth, may enter in. That will keep them. That righteous nation he's talking about. In perfect peace. Whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. He was talking here, forecasting the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only way it could have been victory. Now the peace wasn't going to be unto all the world. You understand, most of them going to face the sword. It wasn't going to be peace on earth and just goodwill toward men. I added that a while ago. On whom God will show favor. We could go many places, many, many places. But that's the way it is. God is sovereign in all of his affairs. He don't have to go wishy-washy back and forth. You understand, all these things were set before the foundation of the world. So who come was not just a babe in a manger. I'm ready to get him out of there. I know he was a babe and he had to lay in the manger. But let's get him out of that manger and see him as the God of glory that was come. He come then with great power, even as a babe in the manger. He was most powerful because he was the God of glory.